Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Francotyp Postalia Holding AG conference call regarding the first 9 months of 2017. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, Ms. Prusa.
A very warm welcome also from my side to our conference call. I am Sabina Prusa, and Vice President, Investor Relations and Public Relations of the FP Group. Also with me are Mr. Rüdiger Andreas Günther, CEO and CFO, Sven May, the CDO, and Thomas Grete, CSO of the FP Group. The Management Board will guide you through the presentation of our results for the first 9 months 2017. This will take approximately 20 minutes. Following the presentation, you will have the opportunity to ask questions. For now, I will take over the floor to Mr. Günther.
Thank you, Sabina. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Happy to have you here on the line. We see in our business still a rather challenging environment. So we are happy to generate revenues of 154 million. This is an increase by 3%, currency corrected even by 4%. Nice EBITDA of 19.6 million and an adjusted cash flow of 8 million. Revenue growth in franking machines nearly 1%, 0.6%, and growth in mail service nearly 10%. EBITDA is a little bit down compared to previous year, but still on a high level, and on the non-recurring items we will talk later. What I can really tell you, we are right on track with our implementation on ACT. We anticipated, as you all know, a difficult environment. On the opposite, we are profiting nicely as in ACT, in our ACT strategy projected from the downshift from bigger to smaller machines. And we are increasing market share at the same time. So, in spite of that the environment is rather difficult, we are right on track, and this is a good message all over the report, which my colleagues and myself will continue to report about. Let's switch to page number 4. This is our favorite picture showing the development of FP compared to our competitors. Starting this year and the first half year of 2015 and continuing even with a slower pace, but still compared to competition, a very nice development. We increase without currency effect 1% in the traditional business, machine business, and overall even 4% currency related compared to competition, which is recording minus 8%. You probably were watching very carefully also the announcement of our competition, then you can appreciate the numbers we are recording probably very nicely. And over to my colleague, Thomas, please follow us to page number 5.
Yes, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, also from my side. Let me give you a short summary of what we achieved in our traditional mailing business in the third quarter 2017. As Rüdiger mentioned before, we increased our revenues, eliminating the currency effects mainly coming from the British pound even to 1.6%. What's more important, our product sales grew by 4.2%, driven by the Postbase 100, introduced only last year, and by the Postbase Mini. The success of both models confirm the downshift of product segments for lower letter volume we announced in our strategy act. The demand for franking systems for small mail volume is growing, while the demand for bigger systems is shrinking. So with our current product range, we are well positioned to take this challenge. As you see on the next page, we increased our market share globally and in particular also in our strategic markets. Our global market share raised to meanwhile 11.2%. We are growing our product sales in most countries, but especially in our most strategic markets, as announced previously in the US and in France. In France, we just opened our new headquarters in Nanterre, combining our previous two offices in Paris, in Rungis and Pontoise, thus also showing our commitment for growing our business to our French customers. Growing our product sales will also increase our recurring revenues in the coming years. This is essential for our future success. Our ACT strategies and our sales initiatives are showing first results. We found an intelligent way to generate more leads, to recruit more customers, and installed additional sales teams to take care of these leads and compete with the existing ones. I hand over to Sven now, giving you an outlook on the digital business.
Thanks, Thomas. Ladies and gentlemen, also from my side, a very warm welcome to our presentation of the third quarter results of 2017. My name is Sven Meise, and I'm the Chief Digital Officer of FP. First of all, let's talk about the mail services segment. In this segment, we see a revenue growth by almost 10%, as already pointed out by Rüdiger. This is a slight improvement to the first half year due to the increased demand for our franking services. This increased demand leads us, on the other hand, to an increase of purchased services for corresponding purchase from Deutsche Post. Besides this general positive development in the revenue, profitability was burdened by roughly 750,000 euro due to the postage discount reduction beginning of this year by Deutsche Post. As announced 3 months ago, we started already with the relaunch of the low-margin mail services business to improve our processes, the level of process automation, and last but not least, the efficiency of the full organization. We will proceed with this project in the next year. In parallel to this project, we are implementing the new requirements of Deutsche Post to support the new infrastructure discount, which was announced by Deutsche Post in August this year, with a go-live in January next year. We see this new infrastructure discount as an opportunity for both for our traditional business, banking machine business, and on the other hand, for the mail services and software business. Coming to the software segment, as announced already in the half-year statement, we see a slight decline in the revenue due to the fact that we lost one of our major customers. On the same time, we are maintaining a stable profitability and we are working on improving our sales opportunities to come back on track in revenue, in the sense of revenue in the next year. That's so far from my side. I will hand back over to Rüdiger, who will guide you through the rest of the presentation.
Thank you, Sven. Ladies and gentlemen, let's follow me to page number 8, which is a nice chart showing the development once again of our product sales by 4.2%, which is this market environment, a very nice increase. And remember, these are our future. This is our future. Product sales will lead into recurring revenues, and they are the base for a continuation of our strong cash flow. At the same token, we have a reduction of service and consumer bills, which is following the trend of Q1 and Q2. This is a reduction and the tendency to reduce bigger machines, going to our smaller machines. Remember, this is a vital part of our extra strategy. The assumption the market will go down from bigger to smaller machines on the A level. And there we have best machines worldwide compared to our competitors. And this is bearing fruits by increasing product sales and a smaller reduction of services and teleport. Let's follow, switch over to page number nine. We talked about revenue increase. It looks like we have a stable or slightly smaller EBITDA, which is influenced by one-off effects having to do with ACT expenses summed up to 2.6 million. And on top of this, we have non-recurring expenses of 1 million. And we have, at the same token, also positive effects of 1.9 million from state-bearer liabilities, which we had to sum up. Despite these one-off effects and costs in ACT, EBITDA stays by 19.6 million. And eliminated even the currency effect of 0.4 million, we basically stay on the same level, which I think is a good sign of strength. Let's follow me to page number 10. There you see, as projected, an increase in depreciation, which, if you remember from the page before, influenced substantially and is responsible for the reduction in EBIT and in netcom. There's an increase due to investment in our modern post-base machines, which are currently attacking the market quite successfully, and a smaller increase in other intangible assets due to investments in a software which we implemented, a customer relationship management software in Germany, and the acquisition, as you remember, of a smaller dealer in UK where we had to depreciate due to the acquisition a customer list. Then let's follow to page 11. We have a very nice development of our cash flow. We are controlling working capital very, very nicely. Investment basically stay on the same level as previous year and in line as projected. If we adjust our cash flow from finance lease receivables and customer list as we did before, we basically stay on the same level as before in spite of a reduction in income. I think also this is a very nice development. Let's go over to page number 12. This is very important to remember. We are a company in transition. And nobody says this is easy to do. We are in a shrinking, highly competitive market. Still, we said, with ACT, with our strategy, we have 90% of the market to go, whereas our competitors are concentrating on different strategic measures. We felt that not neglecting the digitalization, which we are also very hard working to achieve the progress there, which Sven will talk a little bit later about it, but also in our traditional business with 19% market share, with a shift to the smaller machines, with excellent machines which are nicely accepted by our customers, we will gain market share in these global market. And as Thomas was reporting, we are doing so. We started with the announcement of our strategy late in 2016. It's now 1 year. We achieved a lot. Not everything was working out as nicely as we projected, but I think the figures and the achievements in the market reflect that this strategy is the right one. We are tacking in our core business, developing new products at the same time and services for our customers, and at the same time accelerating our digital transformation, generating nice cash flow, which is able to afford these investments. We are not wasting any time. We have a clear focus on our medium and long-term goals. Remember, we want to increase our EBITDA margin from 13 to 17% with revenues of 250 million in 2020. Before I come back to this page again, switch over to page number 13. ACT is divided into two segments. One are fit measures, which are helping to bring excellence to our company. Remember, we have rather old systems. We had an underinvestment over the past years because the company was run in a cash out mode, and we felt that there is a lot of potential. And here are mentioned some projects which basically you are aware of, which we started also in late 16, where we were working on 1 year as an example in finance, arrangement of a loan agreement, the reduction of a tax rate from over 50%, where we recorded quite nicely success, down to 35%. That was our goal. We implemented several treasury models and are handling currency effects much better than before. We are looking essentially into reducing our supply base costs with different projects, and also in marketing and in sales and in globalization. So I would like to give you, my colleagues also want to give you examples of how we are working in ACT. That ACT is not just a program which is costing some money to bring the company in shape for realizing what we promised you in 2020 and 2023, so that you are having information where we are on track and what we have in mind to do there. Thomas, would you like to give maybe some examples for marketing and sales?
For the sales initiatives, I already mentioned before in my presentation, what we did is basically found an intelligent way to generate more leads, mainly also driven by online lead generation. With the internet is today the most efficient and the most less expensive way to generate more leads. Also, we set up new sales teams. They are in place. They are up and running now. We're having several sales teams competing with each other. And the third thing what we are starting to do now is create more awareness by more marketing and public relations activities. And in a global way, create one brand for FP in all markets. In the past, we had FP with different names, different companies all over the world, and we are on the way to unify that to create more attention for FP as one of the leading suppliers for mailing services and products. Sven?
Yeah, thanks, Thomas. Talking about or coming back to the fit measures, beside what was pointed out by Rüdiger in the finance area and by Thomas in the marketing area, We have two quite important measures or projects dealing with, first of all, the structure of the organization, where we will now start improving the structure and the processes of our organization. We have already some successful tasks there in this year, but the major task will happen starting beginning from next year, where we will realign and our structure, and we'll concentrate on more efficiency in our process. Beside this project, or which is quite integrated, we are working on our global IT setup. As we pointed out already last year, also in our strategy, there is a high demand for digital transformation, even internally in FP. So we are now currently working on a CRM and ERP strategy. We will much more harmonize and centralize these systems, and we will start with the first implementations beginning of next year. When we talk about growth and sales potential, as you know, we launched FP Sign beginning of this year. We are currently in the middle of a nationwide roadshow, and we are now working on improving our sales capabilities there, and we will next year we will much more integrate with surrounding systems like ERP and CRM systems, and we will launch in December a new release, and the next release will be launched in January, so it's a quite agile development there, so we are improving dramatically month over month. We are quite happy to announce that we will launch our FP portal, which is one of the cornerstones of our X strategy, in December. So the first pilot will be run in the UK in December, and the global rollout will happen in the first half year of next year. So we are currently planning that beginning of the second half of next year, the first rollout will be done. So basically, then we can start to improve and to announce new digital services. Talking about the product roadmap, probably one other highlight, we're working currently on the new product roadmap in the franking segment. So we have started some development, some R&D activities there. Basically, we did some market analysis in all countries we are currently acting, and we will start with the new developments end of this year, beginning of next year, so that we will launch new products in the future to support our X strategy, especially in the area where we have this downshift in the segments. So that's from the X strategy, basically. I turn back to Rüdiger.
Thank you, Sven. Thomas. Ladies and gentlemen, let's switch back to page number 12. Again, 2018 will be the year of action. 17 and 18 years, as always projected, as transformation. In 2018, we will even speed up certain projects. As I mentioned at the beginning, the market is not easy, and the margin dilution in mailing business is also affecting us, with post office bringing some insecurity in the market. Therefore, we are not just jammering, we act, and we hence accelerate our implementation of projects and measures. We are rolling out another ACT project, structure and organization. We are hereby making FP fit for the future, leading to noticeable non-recurring expenses. Adjusted positive effects, however, already in 2018. And clearly, ladies and gentlemen, we are aiming at doubling our revenues to around 400 million in the year 2023, with a margin of 20% by 2023. Let's follow me to page 15. If we are talking about this project structure and organization, we are currently analyzing what to do and to have the experience range confirmed currently, and we keep you more informed about this next year. We are expecting a range of 6 to 8 million in 2018. We will very intensely analyze and reorganize, re-engineer our companies, and therefore we feel quite confident that first results will be already gained in 2018. Let's switch over to page number 16. Our guidance will be confirmed for 2017. It will be not easy, but we as a board feel confident looking at the results which we already generated up to Q3 that we will handle this. The challenges as currency expected will be difficult towards the end of the year. The euro strength against the US dollar, which is increasing year on year, is expected also to continue. Our revenues, as you recall, will have a slight increase. EBITDA, on the same token, we project a slight increase there, and the free cash flow, which we generated nicely last year, will be also similar to the level of last year. That in mind, once again, page number 17, we have ahead a very challenging and inspiring development of our company. With our exit strategy, I think we gave you, and the results show a perfect match. We are right on track. We can't lay back, as I said. We even have to speed up certain projects. The company is still in transition, a 100-year-old company, which was moving boxes in the past, has to run quicker, become more digital, but the market potential, as we are already realizing, even in a period of transition, is great and is bearing a lot of potential. We are through with our little announcement, and my colleagues and myself are happy to receive your question. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 followed by the star key on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw your question, please press 9 followed by the star again. Please press 9 star now to ask your question. And our first question comes from Thomas Hoffmann, calling from LBBW.
Yes, good morning from Mainz. I have two questions. The first question is in Q3, these stated bent liabilities, this amount of 1.9 million euros, this positive effect, was this fully in Q3? 1.7, and the second question is I didn't get it fully, I guess. This amount you spoke about, these 6 to 8 million euros, is that expected costs for ACT in 2018, or what was the amount? I didn't get the full explanation of this amount.
Mr. Hoffmann, thank you for your questions. The amount 1.9 million is in Q3, the number from 6 to 8 million is referring to our project structure and organization.
Okay, these are costs.
These are costs, exactly.
Okay, okay, yeah, okay. Thanks very much.
Welcome.
One-off cost.
Well, yeah, okay.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press 9 followed by the star key on your keypad. And our next question comes from Raymond Karlfeld, calling from Paladin Asset Management.
Yes, thank you very much. Good morning. I have a question again regarding the other operating income. What should we expect for Q4 2017 regarding the other operating income? Because without these one-off effect in Q3, it would be very hard to reach EBITDA on the same level as 2016. The second question is regarding the growth in sales. It's just 0.8% in Q3. After H1, it was 4.1%. What should we expect in Q4 regarding sales growth? The third question is regarding your guidance between 2020 and 2023. For me, it's hard to believe that you could now, today, expect such a tremendous growth between 2020 and 2023, from 250 million euros to 400 million euros regarding sales, and as well an increase in the EBITDA margin from 17% to 20%. Could you please explain that a little bit more for me? Thank you.
So, referring to the first question, this is not an regulated income. We are looking at this permanently. It's not something which we can expect every quarter. So I wouldn't count on such a high number at all in the fourth quarter. Okay. If so, it will be more in the smaller range.
So to your second question, usually the third quarter is, as we call it, the summer quarter. So July, August in major parts of our countries in Europe are not the strongest months in sales. So whereas now we're expecting the fourth quarter, which is then from October to November, December, which is usually a little bit stronger than the third quarter. So we are expecting a positive impact on the full year sales results.
Could you repeat question number three? This was rather a general question, right?
Yes, but perhaps again on the sales growth, it's clear. I see it also if I compare the last year figures with the current figures, that Q3 is a little bit weaker than Q4. But what is your growth you expect for Q4, and what is the reason why is the growth slow down in Q3 compared with H1? That is the question regarding the sales. Yeah. And the second one was, the other question was a more general question. It's hard for me to understand why you see such a strong growth from 2020 onwards in 3 years from 250 million to 400 million regarding sales, this in combination with an increasing EBITDA margin. Is that are there acquisition in that plan? That are the two questions.
To start with the last question, we have an acquisition included from the year 2020, not before any major one, but a bigger one 2020. Why in 2020? Because if everything works as we planned, we need to reshapes the company for excellence, and therefore we would be not very well equipped for an acquisition. So we only opportunistically looking at acquisition, and therefore we put it in our plan, and that's part of the increase in sales. And to be quite quite honest, and we prove it already, and have always in mind our looking at our competition. That's why I think this chart on page 2-3 was quite is a quite a nice overview. We have a lot of projects implemented in our X strategy, which are focusing on increasing sales in our traditional business, but also in our digital business, which we are quite weak for, to be honest, for the time being. That's the point. And of course, with these products, we will increase our EBITDA. And our EBITDA margin, we also explained that we have quite some fit projects, and this structure and organization is, for example, a perfect example why on what levels we are working, what tools we are using, and this project is designed to increase our EBITDA margin by year 2020 and following. Thomas, you want to?
Yeah, on the sales side, Mr. Kaufer, just to make that sure, third quarter result is more or less the same level as the second quarter result. We just had a very positive first quarter result, so that is why it's probably the third quarter result now is a little bit misleading. And also, we have to take into consideration we had some special influences in the last year, in the second and third quarter, because of the small decertification in Germany, which always helps us to replace old products which are decertified by the postal organization. So we're not projecting a sales ratio yet, but I can already predict it will be better than what we have shown in the Q3 on a cumulated base.
Ah, perfect. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Our next question comes from Thomas Schießler, calling from Equities.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Hello, gentlemen. Three questions, if I may. One is a general question on financing. Or financials, it is concerning leasing. Have you made up your mind how to penetrate the export markets, UK and the Italian market, to penetrate the market via leasing? The second question is on FP Sign. Is there any landmark deal to be announced in the next future concerning customers and customer recognition or customer acceptance of this new technology? And the third question is on the mail consolidation business. Is everything running smoothly right now after the turmoils in Q2? Thank you for taking the three, answering the three questions. Thank you.
Could you put on mute, please? Because it's very, very, very noisy in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you. To answer your first question, we are also on our X strategy on track with leasing. We are currently testing the market in UK and in Sweden, whether this model which we have in mind will be successful. 2018 will be also there decisive. We feel positive for the time being to have for our markets in the future also this financing possibility, which is a vital project also of our ex-strategy, Mr. Schiessel. Let me hand over for FP Sign and mailing to Sven.
Talking first about FP Sign, there for sure the opportunity pipeline has built up quite substantial. As you can understand, I cannot disclose here what if there is a future landmark or important signing there. We had some smaller signings, and we are now in the middle of a roadshow, a German-wide roadshow, where we basically introduce a product to our customers, customers out of the mail services, out of the franking area, and out of the other business segments. So the last roadshow will be next week in appointment for the roadshow will be next week in Berlin, but we get really good and positive feedback from our potential customers there. If we talk about mail consolidation, we are working on the last 3 months quite heavily on improving the efficiency and the stability of this organization. What we didn't disclose any additional, or we didn't discover any additional problems there. So we see that it's everything on track. But for sure, what we could discover is that there is a lot of potential for efficiency in there, and we're working on this. And as we pointed out in the half year results, we are now focusing on project harmonization, stabilization, and automation, and in the same hand, improving our efficiency there.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any additional questions, please press 9 followed by the star key now. Our next question comes from Henry Hilgarth, calling from Quaero Capital.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my question. Just on the market share gains that you've been talking about, could you help me understand how reactive your competitors have been to those, and maybe how sustainable you feel your market share gains are? So is it a question of increasing sales teams, or is it more product focused? Thank you.
So we measure our market share in percentage of installed base. So, and we have been constantly growing our market share over the last 3 or 4 years by improving our installed base compared to those of our competitors. But remember, we are in a declining market, so the total installed base worldwide in franking systems is slightly going down. However, as our product sales are good, we are growing in that respect.
And to add up, it's both. From an excellence of the machine, from the quality and usability of the machine, they are outstanding. And remember, we focus from the beginning on the smaller machines, which is part of our X strategy, and the market is exactly turning into this direction. At the same token, and this is part also of investment in human capital, in HR. We are investing in our sales force in countries which are our focus countries. These are countries, US, as you know, and France, where both of our competitors are originating. So we feel happy that this will be sustainable. Nobody said it's easy, but once again, look at the chart, which is presented. To you, it clearly shows that this is not a one-time effect, that we are continuing quarter by quarter to outperform our competition.
But to come to our competitors, obviously, if you're in declining market, if you want to grow, you have to attack also market shares of your competitors. In order to do that, we need to find out where are there customers and installed base, and how we can convince those customers to go for our products, which we're doing quite well.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 followed by the star key on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your questions and your participation at our presentation for today. In case you have any further questions or comments, you're very welcome to call us or send us an email. We wish you a good day for a good week. So thank you very much and bye-bye.